are Mark Reams from A Remus Sound, from a music shop in Barton Street. The address number is 177A.
Thanks, Mark. That was really lovely. Did you used to play in a band?
Yeah, I've played in loads of bands, yeah.
Which ones?
Mostly function bands, you know, weddings, parties. Played at a few funerals as well.
Were they wakes?
Not really, no. They were just requests from friends, you know.
So here we have, in this amazing cavernous music shop in Barton Street, how big is this shop?
How big is the shop? Well, it's about probably the same size of as our last shop. The only difference is it's the size of the actual shape of the room, which is a better shape for us. We can see everything.
And what range of stock have you got here? Because for any musician or anyone wanting to hire kit, this is Aladdin's Cave.
Yeah, we've got about 600 guitars in stock, ranging from acoustics to electrics to basses to more exotic things like mandolins, ukuleles, banjos, yes, and semi-acoustic guitars. We've even got an oud, you know.
What's an oud?
It's a Middle Eastern instrument, you know. I think it predates the lute.
Really?
Yeah, pick that up. We do amplification as well, keyboards, PA, backline amplification for guitarists, and we do the odd drum kits for drummers and things.
I see there's a great selection of strings. Tell me about the strings you've got hanging on the wall here.
Well, with strings, there's different types. You've got electric, acoustic, classical, and they make them out of different materials like bronze, nickel, stainless steel, nylon. And there's various gauges that they have. So depending on the type of player and depending on what style that they play, they will have a preference of type of string. For example, jazz players will want probably flat wound strings, you know, and that gives them that old mellow tone. So we stock those as well.
Do you get any musicians coming in that have made it or are famous?
Yeah, we've had Rick Astley in here and the late Jet Harris also used to come in here.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he passed away this year. But yeah, he's been here a few times and fixed his cables and done some deals. Apart from that, I think that's about it.